This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We now know that CNN did, in fact, script the entire town hall event in Florida, the anti-gun, you know, post-shooting town hall event. They scripted the whole thing. The junior ROTC kid who helped shield five other students from gunfire and who was hailed as a hero, he went on the air with Tucker Carlson on Fox News and said, yes, he was given questions that he could ask, and that a CNN producer who works for Jake Tapper rewrote his questions, wouldn't allow him to ask the questions he wanted to ask, rewrote them, fed them back to him, and told him he could only ask the questions that they scripted. Because his questions, the junior ROTC kid, I don't recall his name at the moment, I apologize, but his questions didn't fit the gun control narrative. Look, everything that CNN does is staged. Everything is faked. Everything involves actors. Scripted, rehearsed lines. CNN has been doing this for decades. It goes all the way back to the late 1980s and early 1990s. There's an old video of how CNN, there was Larry King Live and George Bush Sr. And they had George Stephanopoulos call in with a bunch of planted questions to try to embarrass George Bush. That was in 1992. CNN has been doing this for decades. And I'm here to say, it's time to call for the arrest of CNN traitors. Not everybody there, but the ones who are actively seeking to overthrow this nation, the ones who are active communists, who are actively spreading false and misleading news on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing. They are seeking to undermine this democracy. They're seeking to overturn the election. They are committing fraud against the United States of America. And I find it fascinating that Robert Mueller's indictment of, I think, 13 or 16 Russians, the things that he accuses the Russians of doing, some small, pathetic troll farm, the things he accuses them of doing are exactly what CNN does every day, committing fraud against the United States of America, interfering with elections, pushing false information, disinformation. CNN is guilty of crimes against America, and it is time that we held them accountable for those crimes. I mean, think about it. CNN is inciting violence. CNN is whipping up an angry left-wing mob into a state of such anger and such vitriol with their vile, false reporting. They caused these people at this event, this town hall event, to rush the stage and scream, "Burn her," toward Dana Loesch, who's the spokeswoman for the NRA. They were literally screaming, "Burn her." They want to burn her alive. And Dana said that if she did not have security, she would not have been able to get out of there alive. And CNN staged the whole thing. It was all a setup. And it was like a trap for Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio and others who were there to be held up as the enemy. It was a show trial. It was the most horrific example of Pravda-like propaganda by the insane, deranged left that despises this country. They hate America. Their hatred has boiled over to the point where they're now running Salem witch trials, okay? This is a show trial, a Salem witch trial, a witch hunt toward being directed toward their political enemies. And all the time, CNN and these radical, deranged leftists claim that they are above the politics. This isn't about politics. And they claim we should listen to these young students, even though they're too young to have any real life experience. They're too young to understand the complex issues of policy or of the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and so on. But we're not supposed to be able to criticize these young kids who are repeating scripted, rehearsed talking points of the anti-gun left. That's exactly what they're doing. And CNN has a long history of using fake green screen sets to fake like they're on location when they're not. CNN will put two journalists in the same parking lot and act like they're having a remote satellite feed from one of the journalists while the other journalist is asking the questions, and they're right next to each other. And the reason you know is because it's the same vehicles passing by in the background. of both of those journalists. CNN is full of such complete bullcrap. They are fake news 24/7. But it's worse than that. Like I said, they are a danger to this democracy. CNN is also inciting violence. Can you imagine if anybody else went on the air and incited mob violence, they would be arrested. And that's why I'm calling for the arrest of CNN producers, those who are acutely aware of what they are doing. Not all of them. There are innocent people working inside CNN who are just grunts, who are just paper pushers, who are just audio editors or what have you. But there are some guilty, treasonous, anti-American traitors also working inside CNN, and they are attempting to overthrow this democracy. They are attempting to incite violence. They are attempting to cause a civil war, which will be bloody, which will cause mass casualties if it happens. And CNN is the root cause of that because they refuse to accept the outcome of the election of 2016. To this day, they still refuse to accept it. And they are willing to put the entire country in harm's way. CNN is effectively a tool of the Russians. Think about it. The Russians, this Robert Mueller indictment reveals that the Russians ran a small troll farm. They had, I don't know, 90 people or 100 people. And their job was just to troll a bunch of disruptions. They were attacking Trump. They were attacking Hillary. They hosted the Trump is not my president rally in New York City that Michael Moore attended and CNN promoted, by the way. CNN is a tool of the Russians. They are puppets of the Russians. CNN is sowing discord and political chaos in America, which is exactly what the Russians wanted to see happen. And the Russians spent only, according to the Mueller indictment, only about $2 million on this. Think about it. For just $2 million, they have disrupted the entire nation. And because of CNN, they are pushing this nation towards civil war, which would be hugely disruptive to the economy, to the national security, national strength. And this is what Russia wants to see happen. Russia wants to weaken the United States strategically, using, you know, very low-cost methods to achieve very high-impact chaos results. That's what they have achieved, thanks to CNN. And yet, and you know, on top of this, CNN goes and they stalk this elderly woman in her own front yard, and they publicly accuse her of being a Russian troll. And she's just some American woman who happens to be a Trump supporter. And they broadcast her home address and her real name live on the air, effectively doxing this woman. They doxed her. And she started getting all kinds of violent threats and all kinds of hate mail and vile attacks from all over Twitter and social media because of CNN. CNN is stalking private citizens in America and publicly accusing them of being Russian trolls when it is CNN that is the Russian troll. CNN is doing the bidding of Russia. CNN is destroying this country. CNN is fomenting violent thoughts and inciting violent actions and pushing this country towards civil war. And that's why it has to be stopped. This is not this, you know, they say, well, you have the First Amendment, the right to speak out. And yes, First Amendment is crucial for us all. But you know what? Anybody who goes out and uses the First Amendment to incite violence is arrested or at least subject to arrest. That's what CNN is doing. CNN is inciting violence. CNN is pushing hatred to an enraged left-wing mob, an actual liberal mob. The same people who were rushing the stage and screaming, burn her. I mean, this is what CNN is doing to this country. They are destroying it from within. They must be stopped. And I got to tell you, if the Trump administration doesn't have the courage to stop them, because maybe Trump is afraid of being accused of you know, being a tyrant or something. And if this goes to a civil war, I have no doubt that strategically CNN offices all over the country would be at the top of the list of strategic places that pro-America forces would seek to occupy and control to stop the violent propaganda of CNN, to stop the civil war. You have to stop CNN's lying. You have to stop CNN's, again, inciting of violence. You have to defend this country against what is essentially Russian propaganda being broadcast 24/7 through U.S. airports, for God's sake, through CNN. You have to put a stop to it. You cannot allow, I mean, you for under free speech, you have to allow a broad range of debate, but understand that the left doesn't allow anyone to speak that they don't want to speak. Even the CNN town hall, again, everything was scripted. All the questions were scripted. And they silenced those who had pro-Trump opinions or pro-Trump questions or pro-NRA opinions. CNN doesn't believe in free speech at all. Not at all. Look, they don't want America to have a First Amendment or a Second Amendment or even a Fourth Amendment for that matter. CNN believes in totalitarianism. CNN believes in a communist dictatorship. I mean, Chris Cuomo is a communist. Jake Tapper is an insidious traitor. George Stephanopoulos, a Clinton operative, no doubt complicit in numerous crimes going back to the 1990s and the Bill Clinton administration, in which George Stephanopoulos served as one of the key propaganda operatives. I mean, the crimes that are being committed against this country and against our people by CNN are off the charts, outrageous. And I have another suggestion, too, and I think that every conservative guest should boycott CNN. We need to encourage every conservative guest, every NRA spokeswoman, every pro-liberty person to boycott CNN as a guest. Why should you dignify their faked town halls with your presence, Dana Loesch or Marco Rubio or anybody else? You should boycott CNN. All conservatives, libertarians, and patriots should boycott CNN. Let CNN just be a mental masturbation fest of deranged left-wing lunatics, which is mostly what it is. But when conservatives agree to go on and join with CNN, they give it a credibility. It's time to boycott CNN, period. All conservatives should boycott CNN. Don't allow them to use your face, your voice, your presence to add any appearance of legitimacy to their fake news network. I mean, CNN, it's so insidious. They deliberately lie repeatedly. They know they're lying, and they do it on purpose every day. Wasn't it Chris Cuomo who tweeted out that a 20-year-old kid was able to buy an assault rifle with an expired ID? And it was a complete fabricated lie. Turns out some 20-year-old kid with an expired ID walked into a gun store and was able to get a picture of himself holding a rifle that he didn't buy. He didn't buy anything, and he left the store because he had an expired ID. In other words, he did the opposite of what Chris Cuomo, I believe it was Cuomo, tweeted out. It was either him or Tapper. Because they tweeted out that the kid was able to buy, you know, an assault rifle with an expired ID. Never happened. And then when he was confronted with this fact, Cuomo doubled down and refused to admit that he was wrong. Refused to say that, yeah, the kid didn't buy the rifle. These people are insane. They lie constantly. They lie. They say, that, oh, 18 school shootings in America in the year 2018. A total lie. There haven't been 18 school shootings, unless you count like air rifle pellet guns or accidental discharges of a firearm in a parking lot where no one was hurt, or some kid on a Saturday afternoon shooting targets with a little 22 rifle in the school football field. If you count all that stuff, then yeah, there were 18 quote shootings at schools. But that's not what they mean when they say school shootings. When they say school shootings, what comes to mind in people's minds is a bloody mass casualty event. And that's the impression they want to create, even though it's an absolute lie. CNN lies constantly. They are malicious, evil people. Anyone who works for CNN is complicit in evil. It's like working for the old Soviet Union or working for the Nazis. You know, they deserve some guilt as well. If you're working for the Nazis, if you're working for an evil organization, then you are part of that evil. And every individual who works for CNN should be scrutinized and should be called out at some point as well. And the topmost people should be arrested. Now, that's probably unlikely to happen in the near future. But the reason I'm putting this out there is because I think it's crucial that real Americans start thinking about these things. How much are we going to put up with? Are we just going to sit by and do nothing while CNN literally drives this country into a bloody, destructive civil war? Are we just going to sit back while they lie about our president and lie about the Second Amendment and try to take away our rights? It's insane. You see, the reason the Democrats win on so many issues is because they're just willing to fight. And they have no ethics and no morals. They're willing to lie and they're willing to fight. And you know what? You got to be willing to stand up and fight back against the lies, against evil. If you're not willing to stand up and fight against evil, you're going to be overrun by evil sooner or later. And that's what we are facing right now with CNN. You have to be willing to fight back against evil. And, you know, arresting these traitors, those who are engaged in deliberate treason against the United States, or, you know, the legal equivalent, those who are spreading false information and who are inciting violence, need to be subjected to arrest. We cannot stand by and do nothing while they destroy our country from within, while they pit one side of the country against the other, while they try to disarm us and take away our Second Amendment rights. It's time for America to stand up and defend this nation and defend our liberties, defend our Constitution, defend our Bill of Rights against these insane, delusional, left-wing tyrants who are attempting to dismantle this country. If you love America, it's time to stand up and call for the shutting down of CNN. They do not have the right to incite violence and push this country to a civil war. They have no such right. We must stop CNN now. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.